Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
Services in Fenimore County, Limerick. We've been in the business since 1999. Prior to that, I was in England for 20 years. Born in Ballysimon, but we moved to Roxburgh, Ballysheedy, I think in 1963. So the family would all live out there. I went to England in 1976. I left school when I was 15 years of age because my father died when I was young and my mother couldn't afford to put three of us through the educational system. One, my elder brother went through and done very well for himself, but she couldn't do it with me, so I had to go to the University of Life. When I started work at 15 years of age, I was very fortunate that a friend of mine got me a job in Limerick in doing radiators with what was known as Russell radiators. I was in the radiator business for years, and there's still a business going on in England with my name that I sold to some of the lads that were working for me. I was very, very lucky that I did get a good chance and opportunity. Went over and worked for a couple of other companies, and I think it was about 2.5 years over there when I started my own radiator business in Dagenham, which was a very, very big Irish community at the time, just on Greater London, the borders of Essex. Just like yesterday. I had two young children, and it was a case of myself and my wife at the time decided that either you move them when they were young before they actually got into the schooling and made friends and set their roots in the UK, that we wanted to bring them back to Ireland because we thought it was a much better educational system and a better quality of life for them. Well, I was involved in another motor industrial business at the time, and I was a good friend with Mike Dolan, Dolan's nightclub, Dolan's bar, and he wanted somebody to run a minibus because it was at the edge of town, a bit difficult getting out and getting into the city at night after the gigs. And I started with him, put a bus on, and it developed from there. You just done various work for various people, and you got contacts and recommended, and it grew from there. I basically spend most of my time now in our base in Fenimore, between in the office and organising the maintenance of the vehicles. We have our own workshop and maintenance crew out there. And but I drive when I have to do it in social hours, when nobody else, the hours that nobody else wants to know, or when we're under pressure all the time, or any place. If you get particularly busy one time, I'll go out and do driving. Do a lot of work with disadvantaged children, people with disabilities, and you're meeting. We do quite a bit of tour work in the summer, and we've created some great friendships across in America with people, and so it gives you a great opportunity to see the country and to meet people. We'd be very fortunate that the winter period would probably be one of my busiest periods, because we do a lot with a couple of the bigger colleges, secondary educational, and as everyone knows, a lot of time spent in sports, and it's a part of the school curriculum now, and we're very busy. As I said, we're very fortunate to do work with a couple of very big colleges, and they keep us immensely busy through the winter period. So we have contracts then. We do work with one of the Brothers of Charity, which we're very fortunate and delighted to be associated with them. I think we've been working there now for about 5 years. So we have 3 buses a day on contract with them. We have a very varied sort of work across the board. And in the summer, we were very lucky. Recently, we got involved in tourism. and we have been very fortunate, had a great year there. We are open to offers and inquiries from all types of people, whatever their requirements in the transport field, we'd be only too happy to go to.
Now that we know Joe a bit more, let's see what he thinks of college students.
What Mary Ice mainly has been with the foreign students and the international students, and over a number of years now we've been doing it for, I think, maybe 4 years, that they do quite a few weekends away around the different parts of the country. So that's very enjoyable, because also I've seen parts of the country that I wasn't fortunate enough to see before I went to England. I've seen more of this country in the last 3 years than I had in the previous 40 years. So most of our work from Mary I would be with the foreign students and the weekend trips. Not so much in the sport. We would some of the transport for the ball, we do that, but a lot of these colleges of this size, they would have different companies doing, looking after different departments, and there would be a lot of companies in here for years that would have tradition built up with them, so we don't interfere with them or try to win under anybody else. Well, they can vary. We find probably maybe your first year, the beginning of September, the first years can, you know, obviously new and take a little time to settle down. Any shenanigans is normally with first years, but in the whole, we find that with the drivers transporting them, especially for nighttime events, that if you make yourself known to them and you're polite to them and you make a great conversation with them, you don't have any problems. No, very friendly. We had a perfect example that last year we ran the night link in the University of Limerick, and we had one particular driver on it, and he knew all the students by first names coming on the bus at night. Well, it's difficult to say, really. I mean, anywhere where there's a body of young people on the move, you're going to get certain comments and people are going to form certain opinions. But well, I've been dealing with them for a good number of years, and considering the numbers of them that would be in any particular place, I think the issues that arise would be a very small percentage. Oh no, I think one of the greatest things that happened to Limerick in the last 10, 15 years more is the University of Limerick, the Mary Immaculate College here, the amount of students here, and the LIT now. I mean, they've brought a massive amount of people to our city, and which has to be good for everybody, no matter what line of business you're in. I think everybody benefits. We're a massively underpopulated country, and anybody that brings or anything that brings a large number of people into any particular area, it's got to be good. Not really, because you can form totally wrong opinions of somebody at an instant. So I don't. Everyone's okay with me until they give me any reason to think otherwise. No matter what you do, you're always going to have some bit of an issue that will arise, especially when you're taking people over. There's drink, it's kind of stuff. But it's part of the job, and every form of life. If adults can do it, what can you expect from students? You know, I mean, you get it from adults, people misbehaving and doing sociable acts and what have you, so it's just part of life. No, just from my experience in life and travelling quite a bit I've done, is just to, when they're out, to be careful with drink and drugs, to try and be responsible and to look after themselves and not be led by people, you know, be strong and stand up to people. You know, you don't have to go with the flow. People admire people that swim against the grain and become individualists.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.